This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
You've reached us. Stay put. We've got another hour of exciting and entertaining law talk for you.
2 hours, Denise.
We have two more hours.
Yes. She was being hopeful.
Yes. I'm sitting here with Cal Hunter, our faithful producer, and Chris Rodriguez is in the house, guys.
Yay.
He really is. Welcome,
loving
Chris.
Loving it. Loving being here.
And the guys here came here to work and do their job. They have their Radio Law Talk shirts on, and I came in, and I'm in a frilly little sunsuit and having fun, so I'm here to have fun.
Looks like you're going to Coachella after the show.
Yeah, that's
and
a,
I am.
Some kind of fiesta, some kind of deal going on.
I am.
What do you got going after the show?
A concert in my friend's backyard.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Not just a concert, Chris. A Billy Joel tribute concert.
Really?
Yes.
Which
really?
Ought to be kind of cool.
I think it's going to be fun.
What's your favorite Billy Joel song? What will they play? What's on the set list?
I like New York. I like
New York State of Mind.
New York State of Mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like Uptown Girl, of course. That's one of my very favorites.
How could you not?
Exactly.
My favorite, Only the Good Die Young.
Oh, that's a great song.
That's a great song.
I don't know that he has any songs that I don't like. I mean, really, he's one of those singers that you relate to, and he's very emotional when he sings, and everything to me makes sense what he's saying.
Yeah.
Like you can understand it.
You like
feel the emotion.
The later year stuff, like We Didn't Start the Fire, you know that one? It almost doesn't even sound like Billy Joel.
I don't know that I've heard that one.
Oh, really? Oh, it's good stuff. I'll give you just a glimpse of my favorite one here, if we can. Have you heard this? If he plays this one well, he's an all-star as far as I'm concerned. This is such good stuff.
What's this called?
Allentown.
Allentown.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
When we're living here in
Allentown, right.
Oh, it's good stuff. Good stuff. And that's one just made the hair on my arm stand up. I just really think it's a great song. Anyway.
Well, if you're out in Granite Bay, you'll probably hear it. Because it's going to be in a backyard in Granite Bay, and I'm assuming it's going to be kind of loud.
Tweet out some video.
Okay.
Now, is he
all
like
right.
a Vegas act that your friend found? Is he a guy from here who does Billy Joel? I mean, what's the backstory on that?
I don't know the backstory. I just got a flyer and an invitation, and I've got to bring an appetizer and probably a bottle of wine. And
so it's an upper class.
Chairs.
It's an upper class rave, Chris.
Hey. If I wasn't going to a bat mitzvah this evening, I'd probably try to,
You're going to a bat mitzvah. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
Julia Bluth. So shout out to Julia. She's actually in 20 minutes the ceremony starts.
The time hits.
At Temple. Yeah,
yeah. They do the reading and all of that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Excellent. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So in the meantime,
what are you doing Saturday night?
Going home and hoping my wife doesn't put me to work. We have a room that we're redoing in the house, repainting, putting in new windows, et cetera. So I'm sure that there'll be a few little things that, you know, I just haven't gotten done or that she couldn't get done. That's why she stayed home today, so that she could do, you know, some stuff. And we're going through one of those periods of time when we're, you know, getting rid of a lot of junk. The fire up in Reading really made us take a long look at our lives and saying, why do we have all this junk just piled around our house that we don't really need? So, you know, everybody goes through one of those downsized moments. I think we're kind of going through that a little bit right now.
Well, plus your kids are out. When your kids grow up and go out, you look at your space and you say, let's make it different now that we can.
Exactly.
Let's make our backyard someplace we can have a Billy Joel concert if we want.
Now that's a thought. Only in my backyard's case, Billy Joel would be Ken and Barbie. They would be very small.
I've had concerts in my backyard for my son's 15th birthday. My nephew's band, which was a grunge band, was there and singing, and we're going, oh, my God, he's not saying those words. And one of the songs was, you know, Klingons, talking about Klingons.
Oh,
Not the Star Wars side, right? So it took police officers 25 minutes to locate us because we're up on a hill. And all of the sound, and it was on a Sunday at 2, and all of the sound was going down from our house, and they couldn't locate where it was coming from. And by the time they got to our house, the set was almost over, so they shut us down.
Well, I told my kids if I ever were in a punk band, I would write a song, I'm going to puke on the Queen, and they all thought that was really in bad taste, but I thought it would be a great punk song. Come on.
Absolutely.
It's like the punk rebellion right there spelled out for you.
Yes, exactly.
We should do a segment called that.
I'm like, case or no case, I'm going to puke on the Queen. Okay.
I'm not so sure our listeners want to hear that. Hey, but you know what? There's a lot going on today. We've got some information about O.J. Simpson. Now, who's O.J. Simpson?
O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson is, for the three of you out there that don't know who O.J. Simpson is, he was a former NFL superstar.
Probably one of the top five running backs, if not in the top three, to ever play the football game.
Absolutely.
As a pro. Yeah.
Huge guy, but really fast.
Yeah.
Grew up in San Francisco.
So he was good in college, wasn't he?
Oh, yes.
At University of Southern California.
Ah.
Yep, in the early 70s, I think it was. And then he ended up playing a long time for the Buffalo Bills.
Was he with USC when he got the Heisman?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, now, got it.
Yep. And so he went on to have a great NFL career. Very personable guy. He starred in the Naked Gun movies.
Airplane.
Mm-hmm. A number of different
Hertz commercials.
He
transitioned into acting, right?
I mean, he was probably the poster boy for how to transition from playing in the NFL to having a successful multimedia
career. Was he a sportscaster too?
Yes, he was.
Did Monday Night Football and then worked other sidelines for other games.
Well, I hear he just got out of prison a while ago.
So he was accused of killing his wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and Ron Goldman.
Ron Goldman, yeah.
Yep, and he was acquitted, as we all know, with Johnny Cochran.
If the glove does not fit, you must acquit.
Yep.
And the glove didn't fit, but I mean, the glove fit, but they acquitted anyway.
Yeah. Well, the glove fit. It was a little tight. Because it was dry.
Blood. It was leather. Hello.
But anyway. Well, I mean, if you're the prosecutor, hello, why would you try and...
Bad lawyer.
Yes, it was.
Bad lawyer.
Yes, it was. Yeah. And in any event, the thing that he went to prison for was he had sold a bunch of his memorabilia to pay for legal fees and stuff while he was going through the criminal trial. A number of those pieces of memorabilia were going to Vegas to be sold at a memorabilia show. Well, he showed up at the hotel room where a lot of that memorabilia was and with a gun and said, give me this memorabilia back. This is my stuff. And he was accused and convicted of armed robbery, served 7 years in prison. Now he's out living in Florida. And the Goldman.
No, I think he's still in Vegas.
Oh, Vegas.
Yeah,
okay.
He's in Vegas.
Yeah, he wanted to go to Florida, but I don't think Florida really wanted him to be.
No, not when he's on probation. Yep. And they do have control over that.
The probation department declined his.
Yeah.
So the funny thing about that is when he did make a. I forgot. Todd knows this wordings very well, but in essence, he made a request to return to Florida, and they rejected his request and said, we don't have the money to expend on this person to try to get him through probation. We're not taking him. He's not welcome in our state. I mean, it was everything was said about it.
Yeah, but the Goldmans and the Browns, the two people that he murdered, he was convicted in a civil lawsuit or found liable in a civil lawsuit. He owes them now about $70 million.
Right. The judgment was $33.5 million, but with interest at 10% per annum, guys. It has gone all the way to $70 million currently.
Yeah, and so the reason he's in the news now is the Goldmans and Browns are trying to collect on that judgment while O.J. is still out there living the high life in Las Vegas and playing golf and earning millions of dollars. And so we'll talk about after the break how frustrating it can be for successful plaintiffs in civil actions to try and collect on the money that they get, especially in a high-profile case like this where the person you have the judgment against is essentially rubbing it in your face that he's living the high life, but you can't get a nickel out of me. So we'll talk about that after the break.
That's right. We have a lot to talk about. So stay with us, and Be cool.
Billy Joel, take us out. Billy Joel.
There'll be much more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hear past episodes of Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on the podcast tab. Happy listening.
So before the break, we were talking about O.J. Simpson and the Brown and the Goldman families that are trying to collect money on a judgment that they got against him of $33.5 million. And that was for his killing. It was a civil suit. He wasn't convicted of killing Brown and Goldman, but he and civilly was responsible, and they have to, and he has to pay damages to the families.
$70 million now with interest.
Yeah, interest at 10% is tough, let me tell you. And that is the legal rate in California. And every state has a different legal rate of interest. But that is it in California. Now, the fun thing about this is they've been trying really hard to get a piece of his assets. Remember we talked about that last year, Chris? How they were trying to just find something and get something to help satisfy this judgment. Well, let's talk about what O.J. Simpson has. They estimate that he has anywhere from $300,000 to $7 million. Nobody really knows or has a good idea. And why do you think that is?
Well, because it's tough to track personal assets. But one of his friends told USA Today that at some point in time, Simpson invested $5 million into a pension, which is amazing to me. And I honestly don't know the ins and outs or the legalities of this. But when you're a judgment creditor, you cannot generally touch pensions, 401ks, you know, retirement accounts, those types of things.
Social Security accounts are judgment-proof.
Exactly. And so the fact that you can take real money and invest it in a pension and make it judgment-proof, I don't know exactly how that works. But apparently, you know, Simpson is trying that. And he also gets regular monthly payments from the Screen Actors Guild, where he, you know, we talked about him starring in
movies.
Which
is a union, and he paid into that.
Right, and the NFL gives him a pension. So it's estimated that he receives an income that is exempt from his judgment creditors, the Goldmans and the Browns, about $300,000 a year. He lives in a 5,000 square foot house in Vegas. I guess you could call it a mansion.
I think he's renting that. He doesn't own it, because if he bought it in Nevada, it's not judgment proof.
Correct.
So he just rents that. And if he buys a home in Florida, that's why he wants to get back to Florida. No matter what the value of the home, he could have a $5 million, $10 million home. Homes, residences of debtors are judgment-proof.
Could he set up an LLC and rent that Nevada home from himself, purchase it, and then rent it from another entity? I mean, I know people do that kind of stuff in California all the time.
No, we can pierce the corporate veil, if for lack of a better description, and show if he's the sole holder, shareholder of any entity, then we can show that it's really him and get to it. So you can add another judgment debtor by piercing the corporate veil.
What about a trust?
Same issue.
Same. Yep.
Same issue.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so he doesn't have really a method to get to keep out. Well, how this is all coming up and why the discussion becomes important now is because he, for the first time, is going to go and do an interview, and he's going to get paid for this interview. And
$3 to $5 million.
Yes.
Is what they said. That's
a lot of money.
A lot of money for an interview.
That's right. And so that money will not be judgment-proof. In other words, the Browns and the Simpsons can go after that money, and I'm sure they've already served their notice of levy on the producers of the interview.
I mean, it's a lot of money unless they get him to finally confess. Then it'll be priceless to the company that gets that get. That's worth a lot more money than $3 to $5 million.
You know, I don't see him doing that, because even though he was charged with a state crime of murders, potentially there might be a federal crime in there, and I don't think, and if you know, double jeopardy won't attach to federal crimes that he's not charged with.
Right, because he's already been cleared of the state charge, but
correct.
If he admits to what amounts to a human rights violation of taking someone's life, and the feds say, we'll get involved and charge him there, he hasn't been charged with that before, so he could face that trial.
That's right.
Okay, just one
minute. So I think the likelihood of him confessing is not likely.
I wish he would and get it over with.
You know what? I think they're paying so much for this interview because I want to know.
People watch it, absolutely.
I want to know what he's going to say. I mean, that's just crazy.
Have you guys heard of the show Who is America? It is a Sacha Baron Cohen. He did Borat.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. He interviewed O.J. posing as a billionaire businessman from Europe. And he got together with O.J. and they filmed this thing. And O.J. thought he was on reality TV of some kind, interacting with this European billionaire.
Right.
And Sacha Baron Cohen, it was hilarious. Sacha Baron Cohen is saying, to his girlfriend, oh, this is O.J. Simpson, the O.J. And the girlfriend is like, I don't know who he is. And he goes, you know O.J., he played for USC football. And the girlfriend's like, I don't know who O.J. is. And then he goes, you know. And then he starts making a slashing
gesture across his throat
and saying, right. You know, O.J. with his wife. And then his girlfriend goes, oh, O.J., I know O.J. And O.J., you know, he was in such good humor, and he was just kind of went along with it with a smile on his face and didn't take offense to it. It's just kind of a bizarre existence that he has right now.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not sure how much contact he has with his kids either. That's something that, for me, tugs at my heart.
I think there's one that likes him and the others. I think there's some kind of thing like that. At least that's how
there's
it was for a while.
There's a boy and there's a girl.
Well, yeah.
And I just, you know, I have his name, Simpson, and, you know, I don't know. Their life must be tough. That's all I can say. Just because he is so...
infamous.
Yes. For all the infamous wrong reasons.
But fame for the wrong reasons. Infamous, right.
That's right. So at this point, we're going to find out what's going to happen. We're going to see. Let's talk a little bit about the collection. What would the Browns and Simpsons have to do? Not Simpsons. The Browns and the Goldmans have to do to actually get to this interview money?
Well, like you said, they could give a notice to the people who are going to pay him to say, look, you may owe him money, but any money that you are going to pay to him, you need to send it to us because we have a perfected security
interest
in his proceeds.
Right, and you get a writ of execution, and you levy, and you can have the sheriff levy against the money directly, or you can levy to the person that's holding the money or going to pay the money.
One other quick thing. There's a rumor out there that OJ is actually doing secret memorabilia signings in Vegas. So if you're down in Vegas and you bump into OJ, you know, you may be able to get his autograph for cash.
But don't pay him. Pay the Goldmans.
No. Give him the money. Let him figure it out. Get it while you can.
That's right.
Radio Law Talk will continue here in just a few minutes, folks. Don't go away. Case or no case is coming up. Double or nothing points. I mean it. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash. 100 feet of cloth washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Sauber, Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was after Quick Quack Car Wash. It on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the duck.
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quick Quack
Business.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. campaigning Friday night in Missouri, President Donald Trump blasted some unnamed people still in the Justice Department following an unconfirmed report that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein secretly questioned the president's ability to run the country, the president noting a number of people have already been fired from the FBI.
We have a true swamp in Washington. Just look at what is now being exposed in our Department of Justice and the FBI. Look at what's going on. Look at what's going on.
Unnamed sources have told CNN that Rosenstein had been joking in private meetings about wearing a wire to secretly tape the president. Rosenstein has issued a statement saying the initial report in the New York Times is inaccurate and factually incorrect. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox News the Trump administration is working on a second summit between the president and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To the show. Here are Denise and Chris.
Welcome back. I think right now we are really excited about Double or Nothing. What do you think, Chris?
Oh, gosh. Absolutely. I just hope that Cal throws us a bone here, not like last time.
Oh, I gave you such an easy case or no case. I was embarrassed for both of you. All right, now.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right, now I take you to the great state of Arkansas. Homo, oh, what's wrong?
Okay. I just got, somebody just tweeted to me, wow, nice Latin, Denise. I had no idea that you what you said, but it sounded really sexy.
It's because you're good. You've got skills.
Who texted you that? Now we want to know.
Yeah.
That's private.
Oh, here, it's texted in Latin, by the way. Okay, now.
Was it OJ?
Nice.
No.
Was it OJ? Now to Arkansas, the home of Tyson Chicken. Chicken farms, ranches, factories, whatever you call them. In California, they actually call them chicken ranches. Why, I'll never know, but that's what
And that's
we
Arkansas?
Arkansas, the home of Tyson Chicken. A chicken worker claimed he had inside knowledge of packing procedures in which the chicken company loaded up the chicken breast meat with saline solution, salt water, to boost the weight sell for more than they were actually worth. He decided rather than to report the alleged malfeasance because he couldn't make enough money off of that, Mr. Byron Mulrew would take it to a prominent Arkansas lawyer, the Rose Law Firm, to try to get a class action suit. A prominent Arkansas legal firm, the Rose Law Firm, to see if he could get money himself by making this into class action. So I'm going to start with you this time, Denise. Case, or the case of the plump hen.
Okay, can I get a clarification first?
Of course you may.
So are you saying, is the premise that a class action lawsuit was filed?
He went to a law firm to see if he could get one filed. So, that's what I'm. That's the premise
of the case. So you're asking, did he file a case?
I'm asking case or no case, and if so, what was the result?
Okay. So we're not going to opine as to whether he approached the Rose Law Firm. We're going to opine as to whether he actually filed a class action.
You can approach it any way you'd like. I've given you my set of facts. You may come up with any conclusion you would like. I'm not going to tell you how to do that, because that would be unfair.
These are hard today.
It is really hard today, but I have heard of this premise before, but I don't know that it's Tyson, right? Mm. That's what I don't know. But in any event, he's part of the problem if he is doing this packing himself. So can he be part of the class action?
Mm.
What other things give me kind of the creeps?
I mean, the guy's got to make money on it somehow. If he sees, I mean, obviously, he's
but he could have extorted his employer.
Well, there's also a whistleblower suit.
Yes, that's true. But
good point. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just because it's so weird, and do I lose points?
Yes. This is a. If you get it wrong, you lose 2 points. If you get it right, you get 2 points. This is all or minus today for this hour.
Okay, I'm going to say it's a case. Class action. And they get something.
Okay. Chris Rodriguez, what do you think
about
this?
Well, here's what I think, Cal.
That's Byron Mulroo and his plan to exploit.
Byron Mulroo.
Oh, wait. That's a weird name.
This is not a good way to try and enrich yourself. It's a class action.
The ethics of it strike me as odd to begin with. The whole thing strikes me as odd.
Yeah, I mean, but there is a legal claim there. To the extent that Tyson was, and again, just for
these
our
are
own
allegations.
Purpose, these are not, this is not even allegations. This could be a figment of Cal's imagination.
No, come on.
Anyway, if a chicken company had been injecting saline solution in order to artificially inflate the weight of its chicken breasts and artificially inflate its profits, that is good grounds for a class action lawsuit.
I would think so.
Yeah. The only problem is for Mr. Mulroo, if he were to be the named plaintiff, let's say he purchased some of the chicken, and he can allege that he had been purchasing chicken and he had been harmed. Every member of that class is probably going to get a gift certificate for $5 to Safeway or for Tyson chicken products. So Mulroo is not going to enrich himself. He may be able to get an enhanced award because he's the named plaintiff, but it's probably going to be no more than a couple of thousand dollars. So I am going to say, despite all of that, I feel like I agree with Denise. I think this would have been a stupid thing to do for Mr. Mulroo. I don't think he got any real money out of it. But I do think that it's plausibly a case, so I'll say case, and they do recover.
And what was the name of the law firm?
The Rose Law Firm.
Out of Arkansas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I think I have to change my
Me too.
My
Me too. Me too. Me too.
You're
I'm
stuck.
Changing. No, changing.
I think
no
I
case.
Have to change it. No case.
No case. That's the Clinton's law. That was Hillary Clinton's law firm. But I mean...
If we lose this, we're in big trouble, Chris.
Yeah, I'm changing it. No case.
For those of you who say it was a case, let's see your hand, please. That would be Denise and...
No,
you can't change your
mind. Let the record reflect our hands are in our pockets.
I was going to say they worked for the Whitewater Chicken Company, but I couldn't bring myself to do that.
This is a Travis Shamockery. We get the points. Yeah.
For those of you that can only imagine what this looks like on radio, when I asked what the name of the firm was to Kyle, he put
the little
minute markers in front of his face and started laughing. There's no way that we could have.
The Rose Law Firm, and all of a sudden the lights start going off and the bells start ringing and ding, 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 ding.
Well, I knew that was the Clinton's law firm, but I mean, who's to say that somebody there can't file a class action lawsuit? I don't know.
Fred Penny, by the way, has weighed in, and I will give you what Mr. Penny has suggested, which is why I may go opposite just to be a contrarian. He said,
"No point for you."
Yeah, of course he did. Of course he did.
So I'll make a deal with you. Since you both changed your answer, after you gave your answer, I will not deduct. I will simply give you a zero for both of you. I think that's as fair as I can be. That's as fair. That's
Cal.
It's either that or minus two.
Hold on, Cal.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute, Your Honor. I feel like I'm getting...
How many times during the course of this show have people changed their answer and you've allowed it?
Never once. I start covering my face and laughing.
Well, that's your problem, that you gave it away before you played the horn.
I deposed you before, and you've never given it up.
That's true. I did give it up this time.
You have to credit Denise for her brilliant legal work and her cross-examination of you before the time for submission of answers. We demand our points. We demand our points.
Fred said that my answer was fair, the zero was fair. So what happens is you'll each get 2 points. All right, there
Thank
we go.
Thank you, Fred.
Two points for... Denise, and 2 points for Chris. Last contest, Denise got two, Chris got zero. Fred, Todd and Fred are gone. So that concludes Case or No Case, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you very much for listening to that. Down to 2 minutes, not three. Down to 2 minutes.
So Fred right now, who was lobbying by text.
He's texting out of his mind.
Yeah, he was
How
lobbying.
How come we don't see his texts?
Well, you should.
Oh, we do.
He was lobbying for us to get no points. Yeah. Cal has used his authority and properly awarded us 2 points each. And now Fred must have that feeling that I have when I tell my kids no at home. And then my wife says, no. The answer is yes.
He said a big no meme.
Yeah.
A big no meme.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Todd was clearly inappropriate of what he said. I'm not saying it.
I'll read it.
No, you better not.
He said, using saline to artificially inflate breast tissue is not unique to chickens. He means they do it in turkeys also.
Turkeys,
is what he was
yes.
saying. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They do it in turkeys also. I'm sure that's what he meant.
And women in their 30s, he said. Usually.
Goodness.
Usually.
What's wrong with you people? All right.
I'm glad you said that. Well, we have some fun things to talk about if we want to get serious again.
I'm not sure if we do or not, but we got about 45 seconds, so tease us out.
We know Fred's listening right now. We know Fred's listening.
Right.
So let's talk about something Fred would enjoy hearing.
Well, Fred loves to talk about Weinstein. He does all the time.
Does he?
Yes.
Just in his personal life he talks
he
about?
He does.
That?
He does it day in, day out.
I wonder why.
I had no
Maybe
idea.
Maybe somebody should start an investigation.
I will tell you why. Because it sounds like money to him.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I told you about his name, right? It's Fred Rich. Double your penny.
There we go. Double your penny. Fred, if you have a favorite Billy Joel song, call in.
We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk momentarily. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M. Of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world. and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Hello. Welcome back to RadioLawTalk.com. We are moving into the end of the second hour, and we're ready to talk about one of Fred's favorite topics, Weinstein.
Like you said, Weinstein. He talks about him all the time.
He does. We talk about him all the time on the show.
By the way, we did get a little text that one listener's favorite Billy Joel song is Longest Time. You know, whoa, longest time.
For the longest time.
Yeah, that song.
Whoa. Whoa.
So you'll have to request that, Denise.
I will.
The longest time.
Yeah, that's actually
you're
very
good. What is that, a tenor or a bass, Cal?
Yes.
Dang.
So, Ashley Judd has filed a lawsuit against Harvey Weinstein for defamation, for sexual harassment, and for workplace sexual harassment, specifically. And This suit came upon a recent challenge by Weinstein team. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, so she filed these causes of action recently. In April of 2018, she sued Harvey Weinstein. And actually, the Billy Joel song, For the Longest Time, is apropos of this situation because the conduct that she's suing on happened in the 1990s, between 96 and 98. And now, 20 years later, she's suing, and Weinstein's legal team tried to defeat all of these claims at the outset by filing a motion to dismiss under 12b-6, saying even if all of the facts that she alleges are true, she still loses, primarily because of the statute of limitations. There were some other arguments, and Weinstein actually did prevail on a sexual harassment claim. And that claim was thrown out of the lawsuit, but Ashley Judd won on all of the other claims.
But the judge did give Ashley Judd leave to amend.
Right, and I doubt she will even try to amend.
They said they will.
Oh, okay, wow. She has until October to do that, so we won't know what she's going to do. But a lot of the big-ticket claims, defamation, intentional interference with prospective economic advantage, violation of the unfair competition law, those claims were allowed to proceed. And those are some big-dollar claims because what she's saying, and this is a very interesting fact pattern, Lord of the Rings, the movie, that whole series of movies has made more than $3 billion, I think, if you include Lord of the Rings and then The Hobbit,
right,
which is a spinoff. And
it was produced by Miramax, which is Weinstein.
Yes.
And
well, at the time, Miramax had the rights, and Peter Jackson was the director.
There you go.
Yep. And so Peter Jackson allegedly was going to hire her, Ashley Judd, to star in the movie. Presumably, she would have made millions and millions of dollars as the star of these movies, but because of something that Harvey Weinstein said to Peter Jackson about her, because Ashley Judd had refused Weinstein's sexual advances.
Right. Weinstein said, come for breakfast, and to his hotel. When she got to the hotel, she was told that he wanted to have breakfast up in the room. Her allegations are that when she got there, he was in his robe, and he asked her, could I please give you a massage? And she said, no. Exactly.
Yes. We call that a Weinstein breakfast now.
Yes, that's right.
So if anybody invites you to a Weinstein breakfast, watch out.
Yeah, odds are, if you go up, they've got a robe with the front open. It's not really scrambled eggs they're interested in. I'm just
right.
Putting it out
there.
She says he then asked if she wanted to watch him shower, and she said no. And then he asked for some other things, and she said, I'll tell you what, you put me in one of your films, and when I get the Academy Award, the Oscar, when I get the Oscar, I'll do that. And so she said that to him, and he goes, okay. And first he says, when you get just nominated. And she goes, nope, I got to win. And so he reminded her several times of that agreement throughout this time period.
So it really was a play for pay. We were just negotiating the price.
Exactly.
That's not part of this lawsuit, Cal.
But think about what she said.
Yeah.
If the price is right, I'll do it.
Yes.
But she was just trying to extricate herself from this uncomfortable situation. She
was.
Just wanted to get out of it.
Well, that's what she's claiming.
That was a very clever way for her to say no.
Yeah, it was pretty smart.
Without being straight up no.
Confrontational.
All right. So then now she gets interviewed or does an interview for...
No, actually, Peter Jackson was interviewed, the director of The Lord of the Rings. And they asked him...
Oh, yeah, recently, like last year.
In 2017.
Yes.
And he said, well, actually, the reason that we didn't hire Ashley Judd is because we were told by Miramax that she was very difficult to work with. And the same is true of Mira Sorvino.
Right.
And the two of them, we were told... Don't work with them because they're terrible to work with. And so Ashley Judd says, look,
and
I had never even worked with Miramax except for one small scene in a movie called Smoke, and it went very well. So there was no basis for him to say this other than my refusing his sexual advances.
That's right.
And I didn't learn about this until 20 years later, so my lawsuit is timely.
And then the judge agreed. That it was called the Discovery.
Discovery Doctrine.
The Discovery Doctrine. Under California law, it's a very unique... Well, it's probably in a lot of states the same, but it does apply here. And now that's the challenge, is him going forward on these. Now, for 12b-6, this is a federal court, obviously, if it's 12b-6, because that's a federal rule of procedure, correct?
Correct.
So it's more than likely not a federal claim. It's more than likely based upon diversity of jurisdiction, because Harvey Weinstein's California and Ashley Judd is New York or something to that effect, correct?
I don't know where Ashley Judd lives, and the opinion that I've read doesn't cover that. But they are in federal court, and they are pursuing state law claims. So the only thing that it could be is diversity of citizenship. So I don't know where Miramax is incorporated. Miramax could be a Delaware corporation. Or I guess she's suing Harvey Weinstein.
Diversity of residency.
Right, so he's in California. She obviously lives, I think she lives in Kentucky. And she's a big Kentucky basketball fan.
Yeah, I think you're right. She is a Southern girl. Right? So anyway, the 12b-6 standard is pretty low. Basically, the judge has to look at what the allegations, the factual allegations are in the case, and presume that they are true. There's no credibility issues here. And then if they presume to be true and they meet the standard of raising a cause of action and stating a cause of action for which you can get recovery for, then, in fact, you can proceed. And no doubt this will be challenged with different procedural challenges in the future, but three of the causes of action actually are going to go forward.
Yeah, and this is a case, in my opinion, I think this case is going to settle, you know, probably fairly quickly. And then Ashley Judd may find herself in a situation like the Goldmans and the Browns are in trying to, you know, satisfy her judgment or settlement, because this is not a case that you would want to try. Go ahead, Cal.
Well, will she ever work in this town again? I mean, that's, I'm just not saying that not flippantly. Would that not be a consequence here? If, I mean, just think, I'm just thinking out loud how cautious everybody has to be about everything now. Will that affect her ability to get future employment?
Well, I don't think so, because this is the culture right now for Weinstein. Is he's kind of the one.
I know he's toxic. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. But
so,
just this, you know, now it's happening 20 years later. Now it's this, now it's that. I'm just thinking.
I'm not sure she's worked much in the last 20 years.
Well,
I mean,
she doesn't have
I don't,
to. No,
yeah, I mean, probably not. I don't know what her financial situation is, but. But, you know, her allegations are that this, her refusing his sexual advances has basically ruined her career and severely limited her earnings. So I'm sure her claim is not just limited to what she would have made off of the Lord of the Rings.
Which would have been plenty, by the way.
Right.
Right.
There would have been follow-on opportunities, assuming that she would have done a good job in Lord of the Rings and the other movies.
Yeah, so. it's that he interfered with her normal course of career.
Well, sure, yeah.
And that's where the money is. But sexual harassment, clearly the statute of limitations is run on that personal injury, so she had to get creative, and she argued that it was like a toxic employment sexual harassment environment, and that's where her attorney said they're going to plead more facts. They're trying to say the business of acting and entertainment is an employment situation in and of itself, I think.
But I'm going to ask a real weird question. If you appear on the screen naked in sexual situations, is that not whole situation just toxic and sexually charged to begin with? Of course it is. That's the business you're in.
I mean, not necessarily. It's art. It's art. It doesn't necessarily have to be toxic.
It's not in the. You're not in the business of having Weinstein breakfast.
No. I get that. I'm just saying in general. You're saying, well, the movie business is a toxic environment. It's just, yeah, it is.
It can
That's
be.
That's what you're making. Yeah.
But it also can be artistic. You know, it also can be, in the context of the movie, that it's something that's so compelling that it has to be done. You know, so anyway, we are at the bottom of our second hour, and we're going to soon be at the top of our third. Stay with us. We have a lot more to discuss, and we have another case or no case coming up, which we rarely get.
Tweet at us if you've had a Weinstein breakfast. Let us hear about it.
We'll be right back.
You have been listening to Radio.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now
at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.